relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story. Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news. Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Baby.
Who loves you? We love you. If you love America, welcome back, my friends. That last hour, if you missed it, that felt like 3 minutes with Joe DiGenova and Victoria Tansing. We're posting the whole hour as one long video on YouTube. Man, I really want to podcast with them. You know who else I want to podcast with? She's our regular guest. She's our warrior princess out in the wilderness of the West. She is Jennifer Horn. Jennifer, are you there?
I'm here and more sane than usual because President Trump's been in town.
I know. How exciting is that?
It's actually been very cool. Although I have to admit, I am a bit of a hypocrite. When Obama used to come to town, we had what was called Obama Jam, which is when everybody would, you know, get stuck on all the freeways and everybody would complain about the traffic.
Oh, what? Because LA's so, you know, it's such a great place to commute otherwise, right?
Oh, it's terrible. And so I used to get so irritated because Obama was here all the time fundraising, all the time.
Yes.
He was in Los Angeles. And so it used to drive me nuts. But now I smile when I get caught in a MAGA jam because I think that's, you know... The president's in town.
Because you're part of the family.
It's not, my guy.
Not quite like NASCAR, but it's close. It's close.
Exactly.
All right. This is Jennifer Horn. Follow her right now at Jennifer Horn on Twitter, host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. Can I get a little bit... Kate, it's kind of California. It is a California story because you are the breadbasket of the Republic. Bloomberg really hates farmers. He really thinks farmers are stupid. You have a lot of farmers in California, don't you, Jennifer?
We do. And actually, I'll tell you what the president is doing with them today in Bakersfield.
Yes.
Because it is really smart. But this Mike Bloomberg, I have never seen anyone pander to a crowd that he's sitting in front of more than this guy. And I know politicians do this, but he's constantly changing who he is based on the group of people that he's standing in front of. And this is going to come back to haunt him. I cannot wait to tune in and pop my popcorn tonight and hope that these Democrats running for president actually have enough backbone to go after Mike Bloomberg. I mean, look, Bernie Sanders is a nut. He's cuckoo. But at least you know what you're getting because he doesn't change who he is. All these
he's
other
been
Democrats.
He's been a nut since the 1960s.
Right? Circa 1960. Right. So we know what to expect from him. But these other Democrats are tripping all over themselves to explain who they were, what they've said, what they've done. Bernie Sanders has taken a page from Donald Trump where you just don't apologize. You double down, you march forward, and you just have some strength, some backbone back there. You know, Mike Bloomberg, I thought it was so interesting. It wasn't, people took issue with the fact that he said you just throw a seed in the ground, you put dirt over it and corn grows.
You water it and that's farming. Seed, water, and you're done.
That's not even what bothered me so much. What bothered me is at the very end of that clip when he said you need more gray matter than that to be successful. How you can look at the middle of the country. I mean, to me, there's no way that he, as a billionaire, is going to connect with the middle of the country like President Trump did, because he seems like he thinks he's better than them, or at least he thinks the academics he was talking to are better than the farmers. I mean, you don't say something like that to anybody that you need more gray matter than that.
But it's not just the farmers. He said if you work in a factory, if you're operating a lathe,
you just followed the direction of the arrow.
And turn the hand. I would love to see Mike Bloomberg operate a lathe? Just you know, just make something for me on a lathe without losing your fingers. But he goes from that to even worse. This is last year in March. This is the man who is apparently buying himself not only a place on the stage tonight in Las Vegas, but perhaps as the nominee of the Democrat Party. This is Michael Bloomberg talking about, I don't know, I think identity politics and transgenders. Michael Bloomberg, cut eight.
Your conversation during a presidential election is about some guy wearing a dress and whether he, she, or it can go to and go to the locker room with their daughter. That's not a winning formula for most people.
So he hates farmers. He hates people who work in factories. He said that young male blacks and Latinos are too dumb to get a job or to keep it. And now he's saying transgenders, he, she, or it. How is this person, Jennifer Horne, even allowed onto the stage, given the fact that he's so the opposite of what the Democrats say they care about?
And he didn't even just get himself on the stage. He's bought himself into second place.
Right.
And I don't buy it. I mean, maybe his money will keep him in this thing. Maybe he is going to present himself to be, and I use air quotes here, the moderate candidate, because I don't believe there's much moderate about Mayor Bloomberg. When he's coming for your Diet Coke and your guns, there's not much that's very moderate about him. But I think what's interesting to watch is how he's gone, and he really says what's politically advantageous to him at the time. You know,
right.
He was a Republican.
Yes.
He was an independent. He was a Democrat. Can you imagine, Seb, what the media would say and what the Democrats would say if President Trump said, you know, after a second term, I've been doing a really good job here. I think I'm going to just stick around for a third term. Do you think that people would handle that very well? Somehow King Mike is able to create his own rules, and then everybody else just goes along with it. When he has everybody mad at him, and now even the far left with this commentary that he made about transgenders just earlier in the year, I don't see what the staying power is, other than people are seeing his name on television. And then maybe when all of this sinks in, they might make a different choice. But right now they're seeing his name everywhere because he's just constantly advertising.
And are you really going to watch the debate tonight?
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. I haven't watched one in months. This one I am ready for, because I think, and you know that Brian Whitman and I, we love professional wrestling on the Morning
Brian
Answer.
Brian Whitman is the lovable liberal co-host.
Most days.
Sometimes.
But we both love professional wrestling, and I think this might be a double team attack on Mayor Bloomberg. And I have to stick around to watch it, because there's just something really unlikable about Mike Bloomberg, and I want to see for the first time how Mini Mike is actually going to defend himself. Will he come out on top of this? Is he going to fend off the attacks, or is he going to fall victim to him? We don't really know, because all we've seen are television commercials. He hasn't really shown up. Even if you watch cable news, it's never him that's sitting there for the interview. It's always his campaign surrogates.
I want to see a Trump campaign video that uses the phrase, what did you call him? There's something just so unlikable about him. I want to see Mike Bloomberg.
It's true.
Just particularly unlikable, says Jennifer Horne. Let's talk about something that's local to you. There's this video and the president's gone after him immediately as soon as he landed, Mayor Garcetti, and protecting illegal aliens. There was a police officer standing next to him. What is it like, do you think, to be that person who's wearing a uniform protecting or trying to protect these cities when you have a mayor who says that illegals must be protected? Is that still a popular message in Los Angeles, San Francisco, California, Jennifer?
It depends on who you ask, but that's not just a police officer standing next to Mayor Garcetti. That's the LAPD chief, Michael Moore.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be the beacon of hope, right? The leader of all law enforcement, the guy who stands for law and order in Los Angeles. And he stood with Mayor Garcetti on Friday. They recorded a video basically saying that California is a sanctuary state and that Los Angeles is a sanctuary city, and that they would not be cooperating with the federal government. They would not be cooperating with ICE agents, so that people could just feel safe around the city. Now, I wonder if my friend Agnes Gibney actually feels safe in her area. Agnes Gibney, if you don't know, is running for Congress.
She's a friend of mine, yep.
Yes, she is. I know you. I know we all sat together at a table, actually, at the UNITE conference. I know she's been on your show. And actually, when I was filling in, I brought her on the show because she has a story to tell.
Oh,
she's an angel. She's an angel mom. And she is running for Congress in the 31st district. And she had to fight with the state of California to figure out if her son's killer was going to be deported back to Mexico or if he would be of danger, of basically a threat to her family and her remaining children.
Right.
Because he had made threats against their family, and he was just let out of prison a couple of months ago, and it was like pulling teeth for her to get information about her family's well-being from the state of California. So I don't know if Mayor Garcetti and the police chief Michael Moore are really keeping people safe, but President Trump came to town and sat down on a panel with the Olympics team because the Olympics are coming to Los Angeles in 2028. And he fired away at Mayor Garcetti and at the police chief, Michael Moore, and said that the federal government would do what they could and continue doing what they could to keep people safe in this state, despite the efforts of the local government. And it was even more important than ever that he talked about his initiative that would allow people who were victims of crimes by illegal immigrants to actually hold accountable the cities in which they live if they were offered protection. So he's still very serious about allowing families to sue the city of Los Angeles if they have crimes put upon them by people who are here illegally and should have been deported by ICE.
One of those that we'll discuss after the break is, of course, the murder of Kate Steinle. The sad thing is that L.A. chief of police, he didn't look too uncomfortable standing there next to Mayor Garcetti being used.
He's on board.
Yeah, he's on board. Wearing that uniform and that badge, it's not what we expect. She is with CRNTalk.com, host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show on AM 590, AM 870. The Answer, our friend Jennifer Horn. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back in a moment here on America First.
There's an election coming up in a few months. The people of this country will decide. I know they're disappointed in their field. You can see it. They know that no matter who comes out in that socialist Democrat primary, nobody's excited about the field. I was in Iowa. I was in New Hampshire. The Trump voters are passionately excited and, frankly, and in larger numbers than we've ever seen. And the Democrat side is depressed. But you don't just keep harassing the president because you're disappointed in your own presidential field.
That is Steve Scalise saying Democrats are depressed with their 2020 field. I'm not. I find it so amusing, and so does my guest, Jennifer Horn. Follow her right now, at Jennifer Horn. And for one very good reason alone.
Yes.
Again this year, Admiral Shatner has said happy birthday to her on her Twitter feed. How do you do this? How do you get Bill Shatner to do that?
I didn't even ask. I'm just lucky. He remembers me and he sends me out a little birthday tweet and I love it. So I pin it up to my profile. But here's the bummer. I've got to do a voting guide because our primary is coming up. And so that's going to get pinned there. I'm going to have to get rid of it. I don't know. What do you do, Captain Kirk? Or
do a montage.
Or influence the masses.
get Captain Kirk holding the voter's guide. Now that's your challenge, okay?
Could you imagine? That would be an uphill battle, but I'll do my best.
We trust you. This is our correspondent on the West Coast. You need to follow this lady. She is the host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. What's going on in Bakersfield? Do you have some connections? Tell us what the president is up to in California.
This
Jennifer.
Is a story that not a lot of people know, and I think it is so important. When we talk about strategically what the president is doing, not only to win re-election in 2020, but to also help some of the down ballot races. This is a prime example of it. So he was in Beverly Hills, as we talked about earlier, for the meeting with the Olympic Committee. He did some fundraisers. And this morning he was in Rancho Mirage fundraising. He went to Bakersfield with Representative Kevin McCarthy, and that's his district. And he was up there talking to farmers in California who have literally been put out of business or at least on the brink by Sacramento and the environmentalist regulations. If you ever drive through California, and I think, Seb, that you have, because I know that you went from northern to southern California. If you take Interstate 5, for example, It is kind of a wasteland in the central part of California, and there are actually signs on farms now that say this Dust Bowl brought to you courtesy of the Sacramento legislature.
No, really?
Because people in the center of the state are literally being just robbed of the supply of water that they used to have.
Wow.
The reason for that is because environmentalists have decided that they want to protect salmon eggs.
Yeah, of course. Right. If it's not the desert weevil, it's the salmon eggs. Right.
So, and actually, this impacted the wine industry for many years in Northern California. When farmers would take water, when they would source water out of the Delta, they'd spray it on their crops. Well, as they would do that, eggs from salmon would get sprayed out with the water. And so environmentalists went nuts, saying that they were disrupting the ecosystem. And they put so many regulations on them year after year after year that literally the farmers that do dairy, almonds, citrus in the middle of the state, they all started going out of business and leaving. Now, you couple that with the central part of California, where Governor Gavin Newsom has already said he wants to get rid of...
Hang on. You mean Nancy Pelosi's nephew?
Nancy Pelosi's nephew, Governor Gavin Newsom.
Okay,
that's right. Pardon me. I should have added that
in.
And so he wants to eliminate drilling and oil production, which is the other prime business in the central part of California. So now you have literally the middle part of the state so depressed and out of business because of Democrats in Sacramento. So why does this matter? It matters because President Trump went to Bakersfield today to reroute water supplies the federal government has access to.
Wow.
So that some of these farmers can actually stay in business and actually produce crops in the central part of the state. Now, some people say, well, why is he bothering? Because California is a lost cause. And I don't believe that, but some people feel that way. This matters so much because there are more independents than Democrats or Republicans registered in the state of California. And the center part of the state is a very conservative pocket of California. What the president's doing is not just solidifying Republican votes, but he's actually going to independents who decide between Democrats and Republicans every election. And he's saying, look, I'm the one that's going to help you stay in business. I'm the one that's going to provide you with the resources that you need so that your family can continue to survive in the state. It's not the Democrats in Sacramento who have left you starving for water, essentially, and thirsting for water. And what that does is that those independents go out and they vote for President Trump, and then maybe down ballot they start voting for Republicans. And you wait and see. I think this one move will at least bring a couple of those seats in California, those congressional seats that went from red to blue during 2018, the big blue wave the Democrats love to tout. And I bet you at least a couple of them will turn back to red because of this singular move, because people in those down ballot races will actually start to feel some of the impact of what Trump can do to the economy here in California, even though the Democrats are trying not to let us feel it with all of their regulations.
So how important is, let me put it another way. Is it important, is a singular presidential visit to turn on the water supply to these people? That can change the political landscape.
Is it ridiculous that it takes the president coming here to actually turn on the water spigot to keep some people in business? It just shows you how unfavorable the climate is in California. And for people here who are in the middle, truly, who don't want to hang out with Republicans or Democrats, they just want to make the decision based on what's best for their family. This kind of thing really matters because Democrats in the state are always trying to say that they're for the middle class. But people are waking up and they're seeing that this type of government, this far left progressive government, is actually putting people out of business and only leaving behind the very wealthy and the very poor. And that's all that's left in the state of California, because the middle class is running away because they can't afford to water their crops or hand their cows some water to drink out of a trough.
Insane. One last story. I said we will mention, and we have to mention, and this is the latest sad iteration of the Kate Steinle murder in 2015. The illegal alien Jose Garcia Zarate, a 7-time felon deported 5 times, who murdered Kate, 32-year-old Kate Steinle. He's not even going to be charged with an illegal possession of a gun now, is he?
Yep. Think about that message that we just got. We got the message that he's not even going to be charged because he's mentally unfit. They say he's mentally ill. So the state of California is telling Kate Steinle's family that salmon eggs are more worthy of protection from the California Democrats.
Right.
That's pretty insane.
Is there any resonance to this when the story hits that this guy's going to walk? What's the resonance amongst Californians, Jennifer?
You know, sadly, these stories, I wish I could tell you that they would get a lot of play in the local media, but these stories really get buried on the back page of newspapers. They never really hit local TV news because everybody's too worried about what tweet President Trump sent to Obama on President's Day. That's where all the attention goes. And so it takes conservative media, it takes conservative radio programs like yours, like mine, like Breitbart to actually bring these stories to people. But unfortunately, when they do, we're kind of, you know, we're preaching to the choir a little bit. So it becomes that much more important for these angel moms for us to tell the stories of people who are really being affected by this so that we can make a change because the media is not doing their part to share the outrage.
She's Jennifer Horn. She's with CRNTalk.com, and she's prepared to stand in the breach and watch the Democrat debate tonight. My friend, thank you for doing that on our behalf. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in his own words.
Yes, indeed, an incredible movie. So excited to be associated with it. It is a film the likes of which you have not seen before. One of the best documentaries I've seen, now on in 94 theaters across the nation. That's record-breaking. It is the history of Associate Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, what it took for him to fight the segregated poverty of the South and make his way to D.C., eventually to be nominated to the highest court in the land until the Democrats said no. Joe Biden being the key impediment, who said you can't be black and a conservative on the Supreme Court, but he fought back. He never gave up. All conservatives need to see this movie. Go to JusticeThomasMovie.com for theaters, tickets, JusticeThomasMovie.com. 2020 is the year we all have to stick together. See this movie now. I'm so excited about this segment because it's about a topic I love. Why? Because I'm a Cold War baby. And we have the host of a brand new podcast, The Cold War, What We Saw. His name is Bill Whittle. Check him out at BillWhittle.com. Mr. Whittle, welcome to America First.
Great to be here, Dr. Gorka, big fan. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's very kind. So I have to ask you, this is like, you know, this is the kind of stuff I love, but I'm an old gentleman. I'm 49 years old. Why do you think we need another podcast and on the Cold War?
Well, there's really two answers for that. The first one is that I have not heard anybody address the Cold War in the way that I think it needs to be addressed, and that is taking a look at the moral difference between the two sides.
Mm-hmm.
People talk the history and they talk about throw weights and MIRVs and ICBMs and all of this stuff. No one gets into the moral difference between these two sides. And because nobody gets into the moral difference, a lot of people just kind of think it was sort of a Coke versus Pepsi, kind of a, you know, two big armies and two big air forces and stuff. These two societies, the United States and the Soviet Union, were antithetical to each other. And the morality, just the sheer murder necessary to keep the Soviet Union running for the 70 years of its existence and the 42 years of the Cold War are just not discussed ever. So that really needs to be said.
But isn't it worse than that? It's not that it's not discussed. It is actively distorted. We have on the left, we have people who simply make the moral equivalency argument that these are just two competing systems and one of them lost and we just happened to win. And in fact, we may be the bad guys. Isn't that really what happened, this rewriting of history to sanitize a murderous ideology called communism and to make us, the good guys, look like the evil people?
Exactly. The Cold War was the nation's second longest conflict. I put it at 42 years, starting with the Berlin
Airlift
and ending with the fall of the Soviet Union. But I think that makes it America's second longest war. I think America's longest war is the Culture War, which started before the Cold War ended, but which has, through story and narrative, managed to invert the Cold War in exactly the way you just mentioned. It's managed to, at the very, very best case of this awful case, it's managed to make the two sides look morally equivalent. But by whitewashing everything about the Soviet Union and by selectively talking about the United States' response in the Cold War, it's managed to turn us into the bad guys. And there's no better example of this, frankly, then there's a sequence in Michael Moore's Bowling for Columbine where it looks at all of these wars that the U.S. has fought since the end of World War II, and you see all these bombs coming off of B-52s. Well, the part that he doesn't actually mention, you know, is that these bombs are falling in result to communists taking over, overrunning South Korea, overrunning Hungary, overrunning Czechoslovakia, overrunning Poland, overrunning South Vietnam. The communists were starting all of these fights. They were always the ones who launched the aggression, and it was the United States that responded. And all people like Michael Moore do is show the United States dropping bombs as if somehow this was a morally equivalent thing, or that we had started the whole thing. The Cold War was nothing but reaction to Soviet aggression.
I find a fascinating parallel to today's domestic politics, where one actor, one player is accused of being too pugilistic, too aggressive. But in fact, the question you need to ask is, who started it all? He is the host of a brand new podcast. I have listened to the first three episodes. It's excellent. It's called The Cold War, What We Saw. It's coming out of those great people at The Daily Wire. Subscribe today. He is Bill Whittle, BillWhittle.com. We're out of time. Bill, what's the title of episode four?
Episode four is called The Forgotten War about Korea. And then the one after that is Death of the Kremlin, talking about the power play when Stalin.
All right. Promise me, if you're in the swamp, we'll have you in studio. That was Bill Whittle, BillWhittle.com, The Cold War, What We Saw. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast on more than 200 stations affiliates, live streaming on YouTube, all over the planet on Facebook and Instagram TV, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that's real, pain relief that's natural, and pain relief that actually attacks the source of the pain, which is the inflammation. I am now 14 months pain-free because of this remarkable product, and tens of thousands of Americans are joining me. You should be the next person. Order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less, and I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it for 3 weeks, morning and evening, as do I, you will know if it works for you like it works for me. $19.95, less than a dollar a day. As the president says at his rallies, what have you got to lose? See the incredible video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, and then don't hesitate, order the three-week quick starter pack. You deserve to be the next success story, and come on, $19.95, do it now.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Yes, indeed. And I'll be out of the house this December with my good buddy Mike Lindell. Why? It's my first ever trip with Salem Radio. Mr. My Pillow and your host is going to the Middle East for our Stand with Israel 2020 tour. And we want you to join us. We're going to have the trip of a lifetime, visiting 40 sites of cultural and historic importance, including the ancient Wailing Wall, the city of Jerusalem, the Sea of Galilee, and so, so much more. And if you're one of the first 20 people to register for our trip that I only started announcing yesterday, you'll get a special treat with me and Mike Lindell. Go right now to sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click at the bottom of the page on the Stand with Israel 2020 tour for the trip of a lifetime. It's about memories. It's about experiences. It's not about stuff. Make your decision to take a trip that could change you forever. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Very special guest. We like to give a platform to those who love this country and who've stepped up to the plate to do a little bit more. And that's exactly what our next guest is doing right now. She is Catalina Lauf. You can follow her on Twitter, Catalina with a C, Lauf, L-A-U-F. And she is running for Illinois' 14th Congressional District. And I'm just going to start like this. Well, first things first, Catalina, welcome to America First.
Hi, thank you so much for having me, Seb.
You've been very determined to get on the show, and I want to make that opportunity a reality. And I'm going to ask you something that kind of sounds weird from another immigrant like myself with regards to your family. Your parents escaped war-torn Guatemala and really instilled something in you. Why is it that with your very powerful cultural background, why is it that you love this nation so much, Catalina?
You know, it's because I grew up hearing stories of what it's like to live in a third world country, in poverty and corruption and war. You know, like my mother and my grandmother came here legally, and I was brought up with those stories. But I was also brought up with the story that America is the greatest country in the world because it gave family members and my mother the opportunity. And this, there's no ceiling here like one that was in Central America where they came from.
There's this line that you're quoted as having been told by your father, who grew up in Depression era Chicago. And apparently he told you and your sister, "We live in America. And here, you don't wait for something to happen or someone to give it to you. You make it happen." That's not the message we're hearing from the other of the two parties in America today. What do you think's happened to politics, and how has that message been lost in the last few years, Catalina Lauf?
Well, especially you see the rise of socialism, especially for the younger generation. And then you have women in Congress and people in Congress like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the Squad, where their message is about victimhood. It's about that, you know, America is not exceptional. You should have equal outcome, not equal opportunity, which is what America was founded upon. But also this big government idea that government should give you everything, that government should control every aspect of your life, which is what they want ultimately. Well, our country was founded upon freedom. Our country was founded upon hard work. And so, you know, I was brought up with those values, and those are the values of our country. And that's what makes it exceptional.
Let's listen to somebody who is now the young face of the Democrat Party. That's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, also from an immigrant family. This was her on The View with a very different explanation of what America is today. AOC, cut six.
You trigger people. Mm. Why do you think you do that? And how does it manifest?
Yeah, before people even knew who I was, like 5 minutes after I won my primary, it was the apocalypse on Fox News.
Yeah.
And
why?
I think it's because our political system is not designed for people like us. They're not designed for working people to succeed, for young people, for women, for people of color. It's not particularly welcoming.
So AOC says our system is not designed for young people, for women, and for minorities, people of color, this awful phrase. She's saying this as somebody who was a barmaid just a couple of years ago, who's now a congresswoman and the face of her party. What is your response, Catalina Lauf, to AOC?
it's this country is the complete opposite of what she's saying. It is a country where everybody can have opportunity. You know, you're looking at, and I'll even say, you know, under this administration, I was, you know, honored to have the opportunity to work for this administration. So not only is what President Trump is implementing today and his policies are, it's not something that race, gender, ethnicity, religion, it is an America where everybody can thrive. We're looking at low unemployment rates. We're looking at small businesses able to grow. The economy and freedom is something that is everybody can have. And what she plays into is this victimhood. She wants to isolate, whether it's gender, race, ethnicity, she wants to isolate everybody. Instead of what we should be focusing on is united we stand, divided we fall. We are all Americans under our flag and because of our values. And we need to focus on uniting it. But that's her idea is this communism, this socialism that isolates people. And that is what's so detrimental about her words and her policies.
I think you just definitely triggered Colin Kaepernick quite righteously there. We had mini AOC on the show last week, and that was a lot of fun. I see in your future, Catalina, you could be the anti-AOC. Follow this woman right now on Twitter at Catalina Lauf. That's with a C, Catalina Lauf, L-A-U-F. Support this lady. She is running to bring love of country back to the 14th Congressional District of Illinois. And go to her website, support her, CatalinaForCongress.com. That's C-A-T-A-L-I-N-A, CatalinaForCongress.com. God bless you, Catalina. Hope to have you in the studio the next time you're here in D.C. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We only have two... Only have 257 days left until the elections, and we have to be fighting fit at the top of our game. Are you healthy enough? You know you can always do a little bit better. Do what I do. Every day before the show, I give myself a little fillip. It's called Balance of Nature. It gives me that extra health in my hand. Three little tablets, three little capsules that are green for vegetables, three that are red for fruit, and that's 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. What Dr. Douglas Howard has created is truly stupendous, and if you buy Balance of Nature, you get a free health coach at the end of the line. 35% off and free shipping if you use my name, balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com, or 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com. But the special code for that 35% off and free shipping is Gorka, G-O-R-K-A. Buy it now. You won't regret it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, live streaming on YouTube and across the nation here on the Salem Radio Network.
Donald Trump's worst nightmare, Michael Avenatti.
Joining us once again is Michael Avenatti.
Let's bring in Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti. Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti, thank you very much.
He's out there saving the country.
John Meacham says he may be the savior of the republic.
You are something of a folk hero now.
I owe Michael Avenatti an apology. I've been saying enough already, Michael. I've seen you everywhere. What do you have left to say? I was wrong, brother. You have a lot to say. I am just... dying to hear what you think.
These people all like you.
I'm the only person right here Donald Trump fears more than Robert Miller.
We think you guys are the tip of the spear that's going to take down Donald Trump.
Michael Avenatti's a beast.
Okay, that's true.
And
he's a beast.
He's a beast.
I hand it to her, and I hand it to Michael Avenatti.
But he has a great, bigger calling here, that being a lawyer is minimal compared to what he's doing.
No one has talked tougher directly to Donald Trump on TV than Michael Avenatti. And Donald Trump is afraid to mention his name.
That's fascinating.
Donald Trump is terrified of Michael Avenatti.
He gives Trump a run for his money more than anybody else, Michael Avenatti.
An existential threat to the Trump presidency.
The Democrats could learn something from you. You are messing with Trump a lot more than they are.
He has no doubt created sheer panic in Donald Trump's very fragile mind.
Michael Avenatti is laying down the law as guest co-host. And is he really thinking about running for president?
One reason why I'm taking you seriously as a contender
is because of your presence on cable news.
You look at the field of Democrats right now, and Avenatti's the one who stands out.
If they decide they value a fighter most,
yes,
people would be foolish to underestimate Michael Avenatti.
I have always said that they need a fighter. Look, I mean, we're going to continue to use the media. I think we've used it with great success.
What's the best? I'm trying to choose the best one of those. I had to play that. I know it's long, but it's just golden. The one who stands out the most as potential candidates is Michael Avenatti. Why? Because he's in a prison cell? Is that why he stands out? Or Lawrence O'Donnell, where's the stop the hammering? I think I recognize his voice who says, Lawrence O'Donnell, the one that makes President Trump panic. Or perhaps the best, this is Joy Behar, the only person that Donald Trump fears more than you, Michael Avenatti, is Robert, did you hear what she said? Robert Miller. Miller, Joy Behar, if you're going to try it really be, you know, spicy and salty, at least get the names right that you're using. It's Robert Mueller. Thank you, Count. Is that Joy Behar? I don't know. That really freaked me out for a second. The only person that he fears more than Michael Avenatti is Robert Miller. Who is Robert Miller? You know, at the end of the day, you got to smile. We've all won. We know we've all won. But I think we're winning now. President's on a roll. He's in California. The DNC is imploding. I might even watch the debate tonight. No, I'm going to have fun instead. If you want to catch me, I'll be on with the one and only Eric Bolling on his new show, America This Week, at 7 p.m. at WJLA.com. 7 p.m. Eastern, WJLA.com with the great Eric Bolling. Stay frosty, my friends.